Our dua for this morning, narrated by our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, recorded in the Mustadrak of Imam Hakim rahimahullah. Allahumma ja'al awsa' rizqika alayya inda kibari sinni wa inqita'i umri. O Allah, make my sustenance the most plentiful in my old age and during the last days of my life. O Allah, make my sustenance the most plentiful in my old age and during the last days of my life. Why? Because if your sustenance is somewhat constrained whilst you are in the prime of your life, whilst you still have energy, whilst you still have your strength, whilst you still have your health, you can go out there and do something. You can work harder. You can bear the challenges that go with a constrained income, with constrained sustenance easier when you have your health and you have your strength and when you have energy. But Allah forbid that in your old age you have to see the door of poverty. Allah forbid that in your old age you don't know where the next meal is going to come from. You don't know how to pay the bills. You don't know how to pay the water and lights. Then obviously that is going to be a much more difficult challenge to deal with at that stage of your life. The reason would be that your health is no longer there, your energy is no longer there, you no longer have that freshness in terms of ideas and you know, the ability to try different things. So as a result of all of that, it becomes much more difficult to deal with a constrained sustenance during old age. And hence we make the dua and we put our request before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that O Allah, make my sustenance the most plentiful in my old age and during the last days of my life. It does not mean in any way that you should not have sufficient and more than adequate sustenance in the prime of your life or in the middle of your life. But you ask for it to peak during the last days of your life so that those last days of your life, you don't need to worry, you don't need to stress. And those last days of your life, you can dedicate more to the ibadah, to the worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.